is dedicated by Sandy Klein, and I thank her for her gracious dedication. She has yahrzeit today for Moshe Yosef ben Yitzchak, whose yahrzeit is on Chaf Tes Iyar, that is today. And I also got an email last night from the Schreier family that they also have yahrzeit in their family for Lester Friedman. Chaf Tes Iyar is his yahrzeit, Eliezer Tzvi ben Avraham. And we hope that their neshamas will have an aliyah, Moshe Yosef ben Yitzchak, Eliezer Tzvi ben Avraham. And we thank both the Klein and Schreier families for their generous dedication of today's shir. Yerushalayim is very much at the forefront of our minds, not only because yesterday was Yom Yerushalayim, but more importantly because of the recent wave of terror and the dangerous crisis and the instability that's going on in Eretz Yisrael and in particular around Yerushalayim at this time. So I thought this morning would be an important time for us. I know it's almost Shavuos and it's something that we should have spoken about, but you'll hear plenty of shiurim about Shavuos. You'll understand how to celebrate and how to take advantage of the opportunity and the gift of Chag HaShavuos. But for now, I thought this was a unique opportunity for us to think a little bit about Yerushalayim and to understand a little bit about its centrality and significance in all of our lives. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were the most distinguished and outstanding Nevi'im in the end of the Tkufa of the Nevi'im. They were the ones who made the Jewish people come back from Babel after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They were in exile, they were in Galus for 70 years. And it's Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, who were three of the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. There were 120 members. Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were among them. Mordechai HaTzadik was another member of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. They were the ones who encouraged the Jewish people to come back, and they rekindled the spirit, and they revitalized the whole Jewish community at the time, and encouraged them to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us, Mishamesu Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, after these three Nevi'im passed on, Haska Ruach HaKodesh miYisrael. So that was a very significant loss. At the end of the period of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, there was no longer going to be any Ruach HaKodesh. That was it. They were the last Nevi'im. And they left an enormous void and an enormous vacuum in the world because people no longer had the opportunity to experience Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah as they once had. So I'm going to read something from Sefer Chagai, from Sefer Zechariah, and from Sefer Malachi, and that's going to be this morning's shir, and I think it very much frames a lot of what we should be thinking about at this time. The Navi Chagai is looking at Yerushalayim, and he's looking at it at a time when Jews started to come back, when the Beis HaMikdash was still in shambles, and he begins to berate the Jewish people, and he admonishes them. And you look at the first entry on the source sheet and you see the pasuk that I felt yesterday. Ha'eis lachem atem. Is this an appropriate time? Lasheves bibateichem sefunim. To sit in your well-established and comfortable homes. That you're all settled personally with your own family. V'habayis hazeh charev. And God's house is in shambles. And Yerushalayim is in total disarray. And his bias has been demolished and destroyed. How could it be, says the Navi Chagai, that we are able to sit comfortably? How were we able to sit last night in our own homes here in Woodmere, or in West Hempstead, or North Woodmere, wherever our guests are all from? How were we able to do that? Ha'eis lachem atem, is this the time to be sitting comfortably with our feet up on the couch, doing whatever we do, when God's Beis HaMikdash, v'habayis hazeh charev, when the whole capital city of Yerushalayim is in shambles, when there are riots going on all over the place, when there's destruction and devastation everywhere we turn, every news outlet that we turn onto. How can that be, says the Navi Chagai? Why doesn't it bother anyone? And the Navi Chagai continues and he says, v'ata ko amar Hashem Tzevakos, simu levavchem al darcheichem. It would be an appropriate time, says the Navi Chagai, to pay attention to what it is that's happening. Look what's going on in the world. Look what's happening in the holy city of Yerushalayim and understand whether your behavior is appropriate for this time or not. Ko'amar Hashem Tzevakos, simu levavchem al darcheichem. Again, he repeats the same phrase and he implores the Jewish people, he begs of them to pay attention and to understand that what's going on around us in the world is extremely significant. It's important for us to respond appropriately and to react in a way that reflects our understanding of what's happening around us. The Navi Zechariah, again the second of these three Nevi'im, has a very famous nevuah. It's turned into a song, and I think that's why it became more famous. But it's a beautiful nevuah, but a little bit surprising when you really sit back and think about the words. Let's read it together. Navi Zechariah, Perakei, Perakhes, Pasuk Beis. Ka'amar Hashem. He's giving us a description of Achris Hayamim. What is life going to be like in the end of days? When Mashiach will come, when we'll have a geula. So he describes, Shavti El Tzion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will come back to the holy city. V'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim, I will dwell once again in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. V'nikra Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes, Yerushalayim will be recognized as the truthful city. V'har Hashem Tzivakos Har HaKodesh, and once again the Har HaBayis will be restored to become the place which is Har HaKodesh B'Yerushalayim. Ka'amar Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds another imagery of what it's going to look like in the end of days in Yerushalayim. Od Yeshu Zakenim Zakenes Berachovos Yerushalayim. There will come a time when the elderly will sit on the benches of Yerushalayim. V'ish Mishanto B'yado Meirov Yamim. And people are going to be holding their walking sticks, their canes. Urechovos Ha'ir Yimalu Yiladim V'yalados Mesachkim Berachovos Seha. We're going to have an experience of seeing children running around the streets of Yerushalayim and playing with each other. We're going to have elderly people sitting on the benches and watching. And you watch what goes on in Yerushalayim today and you say, is this not precisely what the Navi has described so many thousands of years ago? 3,000 years ago. That we were told this is exactly the vision of what we're going to see. But the truth is, when you think about it, it's almost prosaic to think about this nevuah in this way. It's not so exciting. He's describing something that's so mundane and so routine. He gives us a snapshot of what it's going to look like in the days of Achris Hayamim. I assume most of us would have imagined a very exhilarating experience. Most of us would have imagined a very impressive set of reality. And most of us would have seen astonishing miracles that were coming in the days of Achris Hayamim. After all, we invested 3,000 years of galus. It's time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us something out of the ordinary, something so out of this world. And yet that's not the description that we get. The Navi Zechariah tells us, what you're going to see is children playing on the street corners, and you're going to see adults walking around with their sticks and sitting on the benches. It's not so exciting. And why is it that that nevuah is what is shared with us? And as I was thinking about it yesterday, I really thought of the following. That what we've come to learn is that that itself is the most overwhelming gift. To just have children be able to play safely on the streets of Yerushalayim and not have to run for shelter and cover because there's a siren, because they don't know whether a rocket is coming in. To have people walking the streets of Yerushalayim without being afraid. To have people just living life, ordinary routine life, without all the disruption and without all the terror that they live with today. To have somebody who's just driving their car from their home to the old city and not be pelted with rocks. Rocks is the wrong word. Boulders, I think, is a better word. And not be lynched by a mob. Yes. Od Yeshu Zakenim Zakenas Berachovas Yerushalayim. That is the most overwhelming gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us. We don't need anything more than that. That the Ribono Shel Olam should allow that the Jewish people should be able to inhabit the city of Yerushalayim in health, in peace, with no fear, with no anxiety, and without being concerned, looking over their shoulders. Think about the Navi Yirmiyahu, when he describes the nevuah of Achris Hayamim. And there too you find a routine description of what life will be like. This is number Gimel, where the Navi says, Ka'amar Hashem, Od Yishama b'makom hazeh, you're going to hear in the end of days around the streets of Yerushalayim, Be'arei Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim, kol sason v'kol simcha, Kol chasan v'kol kala. All of us have attended a wedding in our lives. Not so, it's exciting, it's beautiful. Your wedding was beautiful. Many weddings are very special and beautiful. I don't know who else in this room I've been to. But your wedding sticks out, yes. We've been to weddings. It's exciting, it's beautiful. But we've been there before. Is that really the vision of Achris Hayamim? Is that what we look forward to? And the Navi Yirmiyah says, yes. Yes, when we'll come to a time in Yerushalayim when a chasan and kala have the interest in getting married and celebrating, when they have the ability to live life normally, to live a routine life without having any complication, without any problem along the way, yes, that is the nevuah of Achris Hayamim. And that is something that unfortunately we don't have today. As much as we talk about reinvigorating Yerushalayim, and yes, it's beautiful how much has been built up. Look what happened yesterday on the happiest day in Yerushalayim on the Jewish calendar. The Jews themselves could not have any of these feelings. The Jewish community was not feeling kol sasam v'kol simcha, kol chasam v'kol kala. The Jewish people were not feeling od yeshu v'zakenu v'zakenu v'zberachovos Yerushalayim. And that is what we ask for. That is what we look forward to. The final Navi of that group, Chagai Zechariah, and the third was Malachi. He's referred to by the Mefarshim as the Chosam HaNaviim. He is the end of the period of Nevuah. He's the one who finished it off. And he leaves very, very critical and crucial instructions before he passes on. The Sefer Malachi is the last in the Treyasar. He's the last of the 12 Naviim. And he tells the Jewish people a very important instruction. Look at number Dalit. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, says the Navi Malachi, I am the final of all the Nevi'im, until Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, and therefore I'm leaving you instructions. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, make sure that you pay attention to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher Tzivisi Oso Bechorev Al Kol Yisrael Chukim Mishpatim. He relays the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects all of us at a time when we have no Nevi'im to remind us. He says, I am the last Navi until Eliyahu HaNavi, and make sure that in the interim, in the few thousand years that you're going to experience, you have an opportunity, but you have an obligation, a sacred obligation, to uphold the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But then he reassures them with the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi. These are his parting words. The Navi Malachi leaves us off by saying, it's going to be a long exile, it's going to be a long gullus, but don't forget, at some point HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Eliyahu HaNavi. Lifnei bo yom Hashem ha-gadol v'hanora. Eliyahu HaNavi will come the day before Mashiach. That's what this means. Lifnei bo yom Hashem. It's the day before the coming of Mashiach. Who Eliyahu HaNavi is, I don't know. Who Mashiach is going to be, I also don't know. But the Navi here tells us that that will come. Eliyahu HaNavi will come, and Mashiach will follow. V'heishiv lev avos al banim, v'lev banim al avosam. And the job of Eliyahu HaNavi is to make parents and children come together once again. This final Nevuah is what I'd like to focus on for the remainder of our shiur this morning. Rav Kahanam in the Panavizhe Rav was a great Jew, a very special person. He wrote an article in 1967, right after the Six-Day War, that offers such an important perspective. And I saw it 2 weeks ago. My father gave me a 3-volume set of Svarim that somebody had sent him that he had no time to look through. So he asked me if I was interested, and I was. So I started to sift through it, and I found this amazing letter. After I told my father about it, he said, oh, so give it back to me. So they basically, somebody collected a lot of the articles that were written at the time in 1967 or the years following about what our perspective should be about Yerushalayim. And it's an amazing set of Svarim, really beautiful. I had never seen this before, and I made a copy of this page. That's why I gave it out to everybody. I think it's important to read much of it together. And this is just an amazing perspective. So just to give a little background, Rav Kahaneman used to have to travel around the world to collect money for the Panavizhe Yeshiva. At the time, of the Six-Day War, he was traveling. He was out of state. He was out of the country. And he experienced the whole thing from afar. And when he came back, he said, the whole war was over by the time he got back, and he said, sometimes, Ein bal hanes makir beniso. Sometimes when you live through a miraculous experience, you're not able to fully appreciate how incredible the experience is. Somebody who takes a step back and looks at the whole picture is sometimes able to appreciate it much more. And he says, I feel, he wrote this, I think, as an op-ed in the newspaper. He said, I feel that the Jews who were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Six-Day War were not able to fully appreciate how miraculous this was, because they were just living through it. But he says, I, who was out of town, I, who was outside of Eretz Yisrael, am able to give you a perspective. And that's what I want to share with you. That's what he writes. So let's start with a paragraph that says, Achim Yikarim. Achim Yikarim v'rachim ha'im. My beloved brothers. Hamuter lanu lios ketantoniim. Are we able to remain small and narrow-minded? Can we be so parochial? Bishar gedola b'nisgava zos. Are we able to remain so small-minded when such big things are happening in the world? I thought about this last week when the whole tragedy in Meiron happened. And I want to bring us all back into that. But there are big things happening in the world. Coronavirus was a big thing. And I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday. You can have such big things happening in the world. How many people are thinking differently? A year and a half of this craziness of our world turned upside down. And the first time that the Jewish community had the opportunity to celebrate together, 100,000 people, another big thing happens in the world. Not a small terror attack. Not that a terror attack is small, but sometimes a terror attack is on an individual. This was a major event. A defining moment for the Jewish people. And if that wasn't enough, we had a week to think about that and to internalize its message. And obviously, we're still not thinking big enough. Because just yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that we need another major event to come onto the Jewish people. And we need to have images and visions of Har HaBayis on fire. I mean, who can ever imagine such a thing? And writes the Pana Vizhirav, are we able to continue to think so narrow-minded, so small, when such big things are happening in the world? How can it be? How narrow can you be? And he writes, Halone Vosh Vini Kaleim, aren't we ashamed, aren't we embarrassed? Lihishar Bidalus Hahasagos, you're still going to remain focused on your silliness in life? Is that really what you're going to do? And he writes this right after the Six-Day War, but I would say it's the same today. Last Friday, after what happened in Meiron, you're still worrying about whether the potato kugel is going to get burnt? I mean, what does it matter? Seriously. You're still worried about the little things in life? Not that we shouldn't pay attention to them. You still worried that somebody who was driving next to you cut you off? Still bothers you? Think differently. Think bigger. Big things are happening. We need to expand our minds and think beyond our little narrow tunnel vision that we have right in front of us. Writes the Pana Vizhirav, are we not embarrassed to continue to think in the same way? Katnus hamochin. What a small-minded attitude. Bitkufa haras plaos. When you experience these unbelievable miracles, when you experience Yad Hashem, Kisha'anu mukafim mamish benisim, when we are enveloped by miracles, by wonders, Va'af iver yachol lemashesh es hanisim biyadayim, even somebody who's blind can feel what's happening, they can feel the intensity, the gravity of the moment, without even seeing it. And we're just going to keep being who we are? And we're just going to keep doing the same thing? Nothing's going to change? Kaimalan. We have a concept, he writes, ki ein bal hanes margish beniso. A person who is completely involved in a miracle sometimes is not able to appreciate the greatness of the moment. V'davar shebe metziyosu, says this is human nature. Shehazar ha-gadol v'ha-atsumi dai, sometimes the light is too bright, and therefore misanvera ta'inayim. It's too bright, and therefore it blinds us. Mi askil laharam es mabato ha-shamayma, ulahatzitz yashar b'fnei ha-shemesh b'shas givurasa. Who would ever look into the sky in the middle of the day when the sun is shining, beating down? You wouldn't be able to look up. It's too bright. You'll blind yourself. Hanisim hanifloz hatshuos v'hanachamos v'hamalchamos shenisrachshu be'eretz hakodesh v'yir hakodesh v'hamigdash. Af elu sherazos be'eneim, all of those who experienced these incredible moments, these unbelievable miracles. Af ele shachazu zos mibesara mamish, even those who were in the line of fire and were saved. Eina matzlichem lahabia es ma'amakei rikshosehem. They're unable to express the depth of what they feel. V'ilu mi asher kamoni, me, however, he says, nadad ba'osam hayamim apnei kibbutzei ha'yehudim begalius. I was out of Eretz Yisrael at the time. I was traveling. And therefore, he says, I think I can share a perspective with all of you. That's what he writes. Next paragraph. Zusha gedolo nadira. This is a monumentous moment. Halashon shelanu dala umugbeles libatezos. Our mouths don't have enough words to describe what we feel. Vafkoach adimyon shelanu, even our wildest imagination. Nira mitzumtzam v'shigrati midai, he says, it's not even able to imagine the greatness, the power of everything that we experienced. Litfosu lahakiv es mashmos hadvarim. I think about this again for ourselves. Try to think back to how unbelievable this past year and a half has been. On so many levels, unbelievably painful, unbelievably complicated, unbelievably amazing. So many different emotions and so many different experiences that come through, all that we've been through as a people, as a nation, as a world, as all of humanity for the last year and a half. And it's hard even to reconfigure in your mind all of this. That's what he says. Our imagination isn't even expansive enough to put it all back together. It's too much. It's too much. Yehudim chavivim v'ikarim ma pesher hanisim hadorav v'haniflaim. It's time, he says, to dissect all that has happened. It's time to begin to reflect on what we've been through. Ma marim lanu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us? Ma meramzim aleinu min hashamayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to communicate something. But it's time. It's time for all of us to reflect and ask ourselves, what is that communication? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to share with us after all He's putting us through? And he goes on to say that he lived through a generation that was so demoralized, that was so fractured and broken after all that they went through. Go to the top of the next paragraph, top of the next column. Zemechazdei Hashem Yisbarach shenosnim lanu lahargish v'litom mit'aman shel hatshuas hagedolos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed our generation to feel so uplifted by this great celebration. But obviously he says, havo v'niskonein l'kras ha-ge'ula ha-shlema. If we believe that that is really true, then it's time, he writes, to prepare ourselves for the ge'ula ha-shlema. How do we do that? Next paragraph. Bamen uchal lehitkonein. How are we able to prepare? Bamen naschil lehitkonein. Where do we begin? Where do we start? And he points us to this pasuk in Sefer Malachi. Hanavi Malachi minevi'i hanachama v'hapedus mimevasrei yom Hashem hagadol v'hanora. The Navi Malachi is the one who gave us hope, who said Eliyahu HaNavi will come someday. He will inform you about the Geula. Heralanu es nasiv hiskonun es lekras ha'geula. He is the one who taught us how to prepare ourselves for a geula. When big things happen, we look at Sefer Malachi and we follow his instructions. And what are those instructions? Hadnavi shehishnavei al nitzchias am Yisrael. This prophet, Malachi, who taught us about the future of the Jewish people. Ki ani Hashem lo shanisi va'atem b'nei Yisrael lo chilisim. Hanavi shebiser es bo shel aliyo hanavi. The Navi that taught us that God will never forget us, He'll never forsake us. He's the one who taught us, Hinei anochi shaleach lachem es aliyo hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem agado v'hanora. V'hisnabe al aliyo hamevaser. And He told us that Eliyo will share with all of us. V'heshiv lev avos al banim v'lev banim al avosam. Zeh hadavar. Achim Yehudim. This is it. Zui ha'achana ha'amitis. This is the way to prepare for a geula. Ha'holemes eshas ha'hisbonunus v'hiskonunus lefnei bo ha'geula ha'shlema. You see big things happening in the world? Think bigger. How do we think bigger? Let's follow the instructions. What are the instructions? Achvas halavavo shel am Yisrael kulo. Veheshiv leiv avos al banim, veleiv banim al avosam. Stop being so petty about the relationship between parents and children and children and parents and families who can't figure out how to get along, the family of the Jewish people. The Navi Malachi leaves off with these words. You want to be ready for Eliyo Anavi lifnei bo yom Hashem agado v'hanora. The answer is Veheshiv leiv avos al banim veleiv banim al avosam. Stop being so petty and think about the importance of relationships in life. Think about how critical they are for all of us. Skip down a paragraph. Havo achim. He invites all of us. V'niskone in the kras ha'geula. Let's prepare ourselves together for a geula. Kulanu niskaven yachad b'tzav sachada. Kulanu niftach es halavavos ze es ze. Whose heart was not open last Friday? Whose heart was not open when they heard about that tragedy? Every single Jew's heart was open. But guess what? It's a week later and our hearts are closed again. They close up very quickly. And he implores us, Niftach es halavavo zeh zeh. And he asks that we think about Ava v'ratzon, be'achva v'chiba, be'lev nirgash v'nifam v'totzah tovo mutzlachas. Let's think big. Let's think bigger. Let's expand our minds. Skip to the next paragraph. Zeh hadavar ha'achad shenidrash me'itanu. This is the one thing that Malachi asks us to think about. Sheyis karev zeh lezeh, to become closer to one another. Sheyis vada zeh im zeh. Sheneida lahatzis letoch pnimios libo shal kol yehudi v'yehudi. Figure out how to go into someone else's heart and understand what they're going through. Understand what they're feeling. Be there for them. V'kasher ninaseh lehavin zeh zeh, when we try to understand each other and to be there. Az nira v'nivakeach she'em b'livoseinu b'libos kulanu ela ava v'ratzon lashuv v'v'leiv tamim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we look deeply into the hearts of other people, we'll understand that there's nothing that we collectively want more than to be reunited with one another and reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yerushalmi has an amazing comment. I'm going to read the words of the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma. Matzanu shelo charev habayis barishona. Why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Ela shehayu ovdei kochavim umazalos megalei arayos v'shofchei damim. Jews were violating horrific crimes. They were ovdei avodah zarah megalei arayos shofchei damim. Aval b'sheni, says the Yerushalmi, we look at the landscape of the Jewish people in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Makirim anu osam. The Yerushalmiites were well aware of what the attitude was like in the days of the second Beis Hamikdash. Hayyugayim b'Torah. They were very attentive, they were very diligent students of Torah. Zehirim b'mitzvos of the maestros. They were doing the mitzvos properly, meticulously. Kol vesas tova haisa behem. Everything was good. There were bustling Jewish communities everywhere. Ela shehayu oavim es hamamon visonin elu la'elu. You hear the words of the Yerushalmi. Ela shehayu oavim es hamamon visonim elu la'elu sinas chinam. They love money more than they love people. Is this Yerushalmi not talking to our generation? We love money more than we love people. We love money more than we care about people. That's what the Yerushalmi says. V'kashehi sinas chinam shehishkula keneged avodah zarah gilei arayos v'shvichas damim. You know, the Chafetz Chaim offered so many important svarim and beautiful things that he wrote. It's a treasure trove of the Kisvei HaChafetz Chaim. I took a little bit from his Kuntres Avas Yisrael, which is such a beautiful discussion that he has. It's not so long. About the importance of loving other people and caring about them. And he writes the following. Let's read it together. Hinei anu mispallim b'tfilaseinu bakashaseinu. We daven every day, b'frat b'tfilas hamusafin. In particular, when we daven musaf, we daven for binyan beis hamikdash. Mitzapim anu alzeh b'chol yom v'yom. We look forward to this. V'sechazena inenu es tzemach david b'li Yerushalayim ircha. We daven for this every day. It's disproportionate to everything else in the davening. We talk so much, we have such a focus on our return to Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Ve'ein anu mizbonanim al ikar ha'ikuv shel binyan Beis HaMikdash. How often do we think about why it is that there's a holdup? Do we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to suffer? Ma'im hayi b'koach ha'avon ha'mar hazeh shel sinas chinam la'achir es Beis Mikdashenu. He says, the Yerushalmi tells us, this is where it all started. Oavim es hamamon v'sonim elu la'elu. We love money more than we love people. And writes the Chafetz Chaim, it's obvious to him that this needs to become a focus. Mashal amaha davar dome. You can read the rest of that paragraph on your own. Just to give an example, imagine you have somebody who has COVID, very contagious illness. And the doctor says, you have to quarantine, you have to stay away from other people because you're going to infect the rest of the household, the rest of the members of your family. We don't want them to get sick. And we don't want that to be transmitted. And then the breathing starts getting heavier. And the doctor says, okay, we need to put you on a machine that's going to help you breathe. And he says, I don't understand. I've been taking my vitamins every day. I'm eating only fruits and vegetables. I'm doing exercise every day. What do you mean you have to put me on a machine? Well, all of those other components are very nice. You can eat your vitamins and fruits and vegetables and do your exercise. But if you have a root of a cause, if you have a problem, all of this does not help you. You need to get to the root of the problem and have an intervention that directly relates to that problem. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, we look at ourselves as a Jewish community and we say, wow, we're doing really well. Look what we've built. Look what we've done. All the yeshiva day school systems all over the country. Look how Torah is flourishing all over the world. Look at everything we've created, our communities, and the gemachs, and the everything you can think of. And the Chafetz Chaim says, it's all really nice, and it's great, and we shouldn't discredit any of it. But until you get to the root cause of the problem, all of this is just extra. You're still going to be sick. Until you get the medication that you need to directly address the issue that you have, you'll never get past it. Chafetz Chaim writes, this is not rocket science. It's obvious. So it's been defined for us what the root cause of our problem is. Writes the Chafetz Chaim, the ikuv haga'ula has been made very clear to us. So the extra learning Torah and the building of our communities and the educational systems and all the wonderful things do not directly address the root cause of the issue. We still have not taken that medication that we need to take care of the crux of the issue. And says the Chafetz Chaim, as long as we continue to overlook and neglect the root cause of the problem itself, and to target that issue individually, we'll continue to be where we are. Chafetz Chaim in the next entry here writes, Hinei chutz mizeh shehu onesh ruchani ala adam, od mu'usa lavo chas v'shalom ayidei avon zeh la'onshim gedolam ba'olam hazeh. This is a frightening comment of the Chafetz Chaim. He quotes the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara tells us in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Ba'avon sinas chinam meriva rabba b'sochbeiso shel ha'adam. If people continue to behave with sinas chinam, the Gemara says, meriva rabba b'sochbeiso shel adam. There will be terrible fighting in one's home. V'ishto mapelas nefalim. There will be stillborn children in that house. Ubanav ubenosav mesim kishehem ketanim. What an awful description that the Gemara gives. Hare roim anu kama roz gorim ha'adam la'atzma ayidei ha'avon hamar hazeh. The Gemara describes for us what happens when people are engaged in this kind of behavior. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, V'hine, ilu yipaga adam echad bibeno ha'katan la'hakoso. Imagine you take your child to the park. Somebody in the park comes along and decides to harm your child, decides to abuse or injure your child, goes over and punches your child in the face. He has a bloody nose. What would you as a parent do as you observe such a thing? Well, you're on security, so you would know how to defend your child. But the rest of us, right? You kill him, right? So you'd go after such a person. There would be nothing that would hold you back from going after such a person. You would do everything in the world. You would be so enraged. How can somebody touch my child? How can somebody injure my child? How can somebody think of abusing my child? You'll do everything to get justice for your child. Writes the Chafetz Chaim, Halo yuskote v'yar v'imo v'yisneu sinas maves. You'll never forgive that person. You'll never allow them to live it down, and you shouldn't. V'iluhu atzmo shegorim lahem sibas maves. Imagine, writes the Chafetz Chaim, it's not somebody else coming and killing my child. It's not somebody else coming along and hurting or injuring my family member. It's me, myself. The Gemara says it directly. This is what happens. Somebody who's involved in this kind of behavior, me, myself, am destroying my own children. I destroy my own house. Eino choshesh lezeh klal. So when somebody else does it to my child, I go after them. I hate them. When I do it to my own children, I don't even pay attention. Eino mizbonen ad hechan avono magia. Oy lo v'oy lenafsho. Writes the Chafetz Chaim, how sad it is that people lose perspective, that they don't understand how this kind of behavior is so destructive. Skip down to where he has in Parakeh. The very beginning of Parakeh. It's a number ches here. Hine stamish Yisrael mamenu b'yud gimel ikari hadas. We're supposed to all believe in the 13 principles of faith of the Rambam. Bevadei shayach elav akosuv. We all believe in the pasuk that says ki chelek Hashem amo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken an interest in our people. V'hu ohav lamakom. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us as a people. Kidichsiv, as the pasuk says in Malachi, Ahavti eschem amar Hashem. V'od ksiv, and the pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Me'avas Hashem oschem. And another pasuk, Banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. Over and over and over again, the Torah repeats this concept of how beloved we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Od har b'psukim amorim gadol avas Hashem yizbarach la'am Yisrael v'im kein. If that's the case, we believe in Yud Gimel Ikari Hemuna. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We believe that there's a deep relationship between parents and children, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His beloved children. If that's the case, Ech yuchal ha'adam lifal b'nafsho. Lisno es mi shehu ohuv la Hashem. How do you hate someone who the Ribbono Shel Olam loves? Hello, bevadai yela Kadosh Baruch Hu tarumas alav al zeh. Imagine somebody comes over to you and says, I hate your child. Your child is so evil. I hate your child. Would you not hate that person? Would you ever talk to that person again if that's the way they feel about something that's so important to you? Lemashal, Hinei b'teva kol av leo v'zbeno ava aza. Parents love their children. Nobody can ever understand how much parents invest in their children. V'chal amal ha'adam ach letovas banav acharav. We do everything to allow our children the gift of success in life. K'she'imatze echad she'yasone lebanav. If after all I've done to invest in my child, I find somebody who hates my child. Halo yielo tarumas gedola al oso ha'ish. Will I not hate that person who hates my child? Kein hadavar b'inyanenu. Kol mi sheyesh lo sina al chaveiro. You choose to hate another person. Bevada yesh la kodesh baruch hu tarumas alav. Do you think that person's father is going to be comfortable with you? Do you think that person's parent wants to have any relationship with you? Mihu ha'ish ha'seichel v'ha'pesi. Which foolish person out there she'yirtza lases alav tarumas Hashem yizbarach? I don't know about you, says the Chafetz Chaim, but I don't want God walking around in life with claims against me. I have enough to worry about. It's not one of the things I need to have in my repertoire of complicated things that I need to worry about in life. Ma'im taruvas basar adam kasha lases. When I know that a human being has a taina against me, it's uncomfortable. It makes me very uncomfortable. Even if it's not a legitimate claim, it makes me very uncomfortable. Mikol shekein, certainly, he says, tarumas melech malchi amlechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How cautious, how wary we need to be to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a claim against any of us. Who wants that? Who would ever want that? The Klozimer Rebbe, who was an amazing tzaddik, he lost his wife and 11 children in the Holocaust, came out and rebuilt an empire, literally an empire, because of his resilience, because of his strength, because of his emunah. And he writes something so amazing. There's no way that I can say it better than he says it himself. I didn't have a chance to put it on here, but I'm just going to read for you what he writes. Ha'emes agid, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I'm speaking very openly. Bishnos ra'inu ra b'machanos ha'avoda. When I was in labor camps, when I was in Buchenwald and Auschwitz, in death camps. Kishe ra'inu as ha'churban ha'gadol v'hanor shel beis Yisrael. When I saw the Jewish people being destroyed. Chashavti b'dayti. I thought to myself. When God gives us the gift of somehow getting out of here, I'm just going to go over to every Jew and just never get enough of hugging and kissing them. I'm just going to love them. What other option do I have? I didn't have even a single thought otherwise. Of course that's what we would do. Achim niyad la'achar ha'shechur. He says, that's what happened. Right after we were liberated. Kol Yehudi she'ra'isi. Every Jew that I saw. Be'rachti alav she'achiyanu b'shem ha'malchus. I made a bracha of she'achiyanu every time I saw a Jew in the street. Because I couldn't believe that another Jew made it out with me. Merov simcha, I had so much joy. Sha'od Yehudi noser lepleita, that another Jew somehow survived. Ma nomar ma dedaber, b'merutzas hashanim, hashikha goveres. time has passed, and he says, unfortunately, we forget. Chavasenu la'orer ulehisorer. Anachnu shera'inu berishas hagayim ha'ela. We who watched what we did. B'chol yom v'yom sarfu shloshim elef anashim mi b'nei Yisrael. Every day 30,000 Jews were burnt to death. Hayitachen she'od tihiyeh sina b'libeinu neged eze adam Yisrael. Is it possible that I can ever in my life hate a Jew again? Lahotzi diba alav o lahir alo chas v'shalom. Can I imagine ever doing anything to harm or hurt another person? After all that I've seen, after all that I've been through. Such powerful words, such a beautiful expression. But I was thinking about it. I don't know if we have any survivors in here. I assume not. So it's not as powerful to us because we, Baruch Hashem, did not have to live through that horrific nisayon. However, think about it in a much more, again, to even compare the two things is almost inappropriate, but I'm just trying to bring it down to a practical example for all of us. Have you ever been in a hospital, extended period of time, not at a happy time in your life when you're having a child? Something went wrong, something happened, you end up in the hospital with a child, with yourself, with a spouse, parent, whatever it might be. And you end up there over Shabbos. How many people here have been to a hospital over Shabbos? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. And you're nervous and you're anxious, what's going to be? This person's very sick, you don't know how it's going to turn out. And you go to the Biker Cholim room. Anyone know what I'm talking about? You go to the Biker Cholim room and somehow, nobody cares. Doesn't matter who you are. And you have the Reform and the Conservative Jew sitting there, right next to you, reading the magazine, on their phone, being Mechal Shabbos, and you're having a lovely conversation. And you have the Hasidic Shayid sitting on the other side, who's also engaging in the conversation, and everybody's fine. Nobody's got a problem. And the reason is because we're all in the same problematic place right now. So nothing else matters. My child is sick, and your mother is sick, and his spouse is sick, and all of us end up in the Biker Cholim room together. You know what? We all share a common experience. And that's the great equalizer. And nothing else matters. You don't have to go through the Holocaust to have this experience. We've all seen it. It's a great equalizer. But writes the Klozer Megareva, we forget. It's so easy to forget those profound feelings that we sometimes get, that we sometimes have a glimpse into when we go through those kinds of experiences in our lives. We're going to close with an amazing comment of the Medrash. The Medrash says, Shalom alachei hasharis laKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash shares a gripping conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachi HaShareis. What was that conversation? Ribono Shel Olam, they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu three questions. Kasavta b'sorasecha, you wrote in your holy Torah, v'shafach hasdamo v'chiseo ba'afar, you wrote in your Torah that when we do the act of shechita, when we slaughter an animal, we have to make sure not just to do the act properly, but also to cover over the blood on the floor. It's called Kisui Hadam. V'kan, and by Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Navi tells us, Shafchu Damam Kamayim, there was blood that was soaked throughout all the streets. You, God, didn't follow the law. You didn't cover over the blood. How do you allow that to happen? You're not abiding by the law of your own Torah. Question number one. Question number two, Kasavta b'sarasecha, you said in your Torah, Osav yezbeno lo sishchatu biyom echad. You're not allowed to shecht, you're not allowed to slaughter a parent and a child, animal, on the same day. It's not right. You're not allowed to do that. And here, when it comes to the destruction of the Jewish people, it says, Habanim nishchatim. Children are murdered, parents, families are wiped out, siblings. How can it be? You don't follow the laws of your own Torah. That was question number two. Question number three, the Torah says, if you have somebody who's inflicted with tzaras, and there's a concern that maybe the house has tzaras as well, and we may have to knock it down. So the Torah tells us, V'tziva ha-kohen ufinu es habayis. The Kohen gives instructions to take all the furniture out of the house, no reason to destroy everything. And only then does the Kohen go and look at the house and declare it to be tameh. So the house may have to be knocked down, but all the contents of the house are saved. And here, when it came to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Vayisrifu Beis Elokim, V'chol Kli Machamadeh Lehashchis. The Navi says, when it came to the destruction of Yerushalayim, when it came to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, everything went. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give us time to take out all the contents of Yerushalayim or the Beis HaMikdash. It all went up in flames at one time. These are the three questions of the Malachi HaSheres. The Ari HaKadosh writes that this is the additional meaning of the Pasuk. Ki Pale Mimcha Davar LaMishpat. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Ki pali bimcha davar la'mishpat. When you're going to have a major pele, when you're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu about His mishpat, how could it be bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega? It's a pasuk in Sefer in Parsha Shoftim. You're going to ask God question number one: bein dam ledam. How come you told us to cover the blood and you don't cover the blood of the Jewish people when it has to be spilled? Bein din ledin, when we have the halacha of osa v'yes benolo sishchatu biyom echad, you don't follow that din. Ubein nega lenega, when it comes to nega tzaras, you set a bunch of rules and yet you don't follow them. Ki pali mimcha davar la'mishpat, you're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu this very difficult question. And you're going to ask Him, how could it be that He doesn't follow His own rules? The answer is the next words in the pasuk. Divrei Rivos Bisha'arecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Yei Shalom Ba'olam. Are people getting along? Ho ve'ein shalom ein klum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, there are rules that I follow. But when that rule is broken, when Jews can't figure out how to have shalom with each other, Divrei Rivos Bisha'arecha, then all bets are off. Then nothing needs to be followed. That was the response that the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Malachi HaSheres. This is, the Panavizhirav writes, this is the reaction when big things happen in the world. What needs to happen in response? Number one, he says, minds need to be more expansive. People need to widen the lens and think bigger. And stop getting caught up on the small things that used to be important to us in our lives. They're not so important. Let things go. Just let it go. But the Panavizhirav says, what greater place to turn than to the words of the Navi Malachi? Hine anochi shaleach lechem es Eliyahu Navi. Lifnei bo yom Hashem agadol v'hanora. You want to experience Eliyahu Navi and then the coming of the Mashiach. You want to know when all this misery will end? Look at the message of the Navi Malachi. V'heshiv lev avos al banim, v'lev banim al avosam. Open our hearts to just look inside and understand other people. Understand what they need. Understand how we can help them. Understand that there's no limit to how much we can be there for others who can use our help. Understand that that is the job of Eliyahu HaNavi. But that is the preparation, the greatest preparation that we can have for the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi. And understand, writes the Navi Malachi, that when great things happen, Lifnei Yibo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Hanora, we've had so many major events, defining moments, in the past year and a half, in the past couple of days, understand there's something bigger going on. When bigger things go on, we can't remain so small-minded, so narrow-minded. It's our opportunity, it's our gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to use these moments as opportunities for ourselves to open up our hearts, to open up our minds, to expand our vision, to see beyond ourselves, and to see where the future of the Jewish people, Amir Tz Hashem, will lead all of us. I wish all of you a...